Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Drive presented by Pinnacle Bank. Please consider donating to the Urban Youth Academy by dropping off new and gently used sports equipment at participating Gates Barbecue locations. Go to 610sports.com for more details or to donate. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This is how we do.
Song's been forever ruined for me because of that one video. That
I was just talking to my kids about it.
The guy claimed to be How We Do It. His name was How We Do It. It's forever.
Right.
It's forever. Made me smile when the song gets played. So nice job. James Howell producing today. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Back in on a Tuesday. I forgot what day it was. Brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. So just a day ago, I was kind of praising all of us, the collective we, as Chiefs fans for kind of keeping like a slight eye on rookie minicamp, that it was at another stage in the offseason process, but not getting too wrapped up in it. And, you know, we let them do their thing, and we'll see how they fit in when they join the veterans later.
Right.
Just kind of let it be. Little did I know, some 24 hours later, I witnessed some of the freak out that was going on yesterday by Chiefs fans watching simple videos that had happened from rookie minicamp, and the leaps that were made based on, 12 seconds of Xavier Worthy, the rugby guy, throwing the ball underhanded, like rugby, he spun one back rugby style. That we do still freak out about rookie minicamp, and we need to stop. We need to pump the brakes a little bit, because the hype train can get going before you know it.
Well, not just the hype train, but the Xavier Worthy dropping passes train that kicked PTSD in for a lot of people as well.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's kind of fun to get enamored with a rookie or a camp guy or someone during the preseason, because we know there's not a lot of spots up for grabs usually, and the known commodities are pretty well known, and we can just kind of not worry about
right.
Mahomes doesn't have to throw a perfect pass all the time in training camp, and Kelsey gets his work done, and the kicker's making his kick. Chris Jones is like, we get sidetracked a little bit because we can be like, oh, let me go over here and see, oh, Justin Ross or one of these. You get kind of sidetracked.
Sometimes it's okay to not have storylines. Like, you don't have to create them. Like, I think where we are right now with the Chiefs, quite honestly, do you really, like, what's your big storyline going into training camp right now? Who's going to be the number one wide receiver? Obviously, the wide receiver is going to be a topic with the Rice thing going on. Worthy being a rookie, Hollywood Brown's new.
Is Rice going to be available at the beginning of the season, and can they three-peat?
Right, right. Well, but no, I think the wide receivers in general, I'm curious to see what Hollywood Brown's going to be like.
Sure.
I'm curious to see what Xavier Worthy's going to be like. I'm curious to see how the Rice thing plays out. I think Sky Moore, you going to, you know, take a step? Kadarius Toney, going to utilize your hands and not
take
a lineup?
One less step?
Yeah, right. So I just think at times, you know, we get caught up in sometimes the minutiae that really isn't there just because we have column spaces to fill and whatnot.
Yeah.
And yes, are the Chiefs like a boring team going into training camp for all intents and purposes? Yeah, they are. And that's a good thing. You don't want to go into training camp with the top five training camp battles. You're talking about the top five training camp battles, your ass. Like, you suck as an organization. Oh, my God, we got a left tackle battle. We got a right tackle battle. We got a quarterback battle. We got a kicker battle. We got a running. Nobody wants that. I don't want a battle. I don't want anybody battling right now. I want this team to know where it is, to get ready to win games. I want to use training camp as the beginning of preparation for week one. I don't want to use training camp trying to figure out, well, here's the list of guys we got this year. I don't know, half of these guys and three quarters of them are dead. Like, you don't want to do with that. You want this kind of roster going into training camp where there's really, I mean, just out of curiosity more than anything, how the wide receiver is going to play out. Other than that, I don't need questions going into training camp.
No, I'd rather not.
All.
I'd rather not. I'd rather have it be boring. So I'm saying two different things, right? So you can't allow yourself to wander because most of the stuff's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of wander and get, just don't get over, just don't get carried away with it.
Right.
Like Xavier Worthy, we kind of let him be a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to thrust DeSean Jackson upon him just yet, do we?
No, but that's the conversation I'm hearing from people. It's like, oh, he could be like DeSean Jackson. I'm like, all right.
I mean, that sounds great, but we don't even need to do that.
No.
Jared Wiley doesn't have to be Travis Kelce.
And he's not.
Tomorrow.
And he's not.
Or he doesn't even have to be Travis Kelce in 2 years, really. He might be. Or he might be the next tight end that's not Travis Kelce. But he might not be. And he might not have to be.
What if he turns out to be the next Jared Wiley?
That'd be all right. I think it's going
to
be fine.
Pride of Temple, Texas. Have you ever seen the pants Temple, Texas high school wears for their games?
Maybe. I don't think
so. The front of the pants are blue and the back are white. I've never seen pants like that before. Mm. Big story about it if you want to read it.
Giant stadium? Like they play at a giant high school football stadium?
Well, they don't play a giant stadium. That's where the Jets play.
A giant football stadium in the high school state of Texas?
It's Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So some monstrosity that's down there. Sounds like Temple.
Yeah.
Temple, Texas
Temple,
would have
Texas
a massive stadium.
Like right out there by Waco, you know, the town that Joanna and Chip made famous. What do they do, make cookies or something? I don't know. But Jared Wiley, now I'm going to tell you this, and then you can throw your eggs and your tomatoes, and I'll hide because I don't even really know what this means.
Okay.
I've been told.
Oh, yeah.
He's not Kelce, but has a bigger catch radius than Kelce. So there you go. There you go. Chew on that one for a while.
I'd like to just think that that's motivation for Kelce. I'd like to just say.
Oh, you think Jared Wiley's got a bigger catch radius?
Yeah,
than you
watch this.
Yeah.
What is a bigger? You only need a bigger catch radius if your quarterback doesn't throw the ball in a window.
Well, that is true. Yeah, that is true. But here's the deal, Josh. Mahomes can now throw it into one of those big picture bay windows opposed to a little tiny window in the bathroom.
Doesn't have to throw it anywhere. He doesn't have to be as accurate.
He can put it anywhere in the vicinity.
I gotcha.
Of Jared Wiley, and he's going to make the play.
Jared Zip Code Wiley. Anything in a zip code, huh?
Let me tell you something. I've had more people independently reach out to me and tell me how Jared Wiley, how good this guy is. Like, I've not even asked anybody because, I mean, I don't even know.
unsolicited plug for Jared Wiley.
Jared Wiley love is coming in, man.
Guess he's doing well. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, hey, let's not put any extra pressure on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Let him play behind Travis Kelce, and if you can play alongside him on a few snaps, let's do that. Let's not make Xavier Worthy DeSean Jackson just yet.
Right.
It's okay if he's Xavier Worthy.
For a
smidge. And rugby guy, be perfectly okay if he doesn't make the team.
I'd be great if he made the team and refused to wear a helmet.
Cause you know, rugby guy is a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A total flyer.
Total flyer.
If he makes the team, great. If he doesn't, well.
Because I did like he said, feels comfortable when there's open space. I feel like I'm playing rugby again. there's only open space because it's rookie minicamp. Yeah. I hate to break it to you. Like, the only reason you have space right now is they're not playing full speed.
You do realize, like, when you line up against, like, just say Max Crosby, for example, not a lot of open space. No, that's going to close
there's
fast.
There's just not a lot of open space in the NFL. Yeah. So,
and you're not going to have guys in collared striped shirts coming after you either, man.
And you got to go out for a pass.
Yeah. Yeah, there's none
of
this.
You got to run down the field, turn around.
What's that in rugby where you, like, just like a Rochambeau or something?
Where they pile up? You're saying when they mosh pit there and they knock it out?
Yeah. What is that called?
All I think of is Rouge, and that's not
Rouge.
Right.
No, that is right. Yeah,
that's when they score, isn't it? Or that's that's the Canadian league.
I've heard of Rouge.
I think it's in Canadian football.
My grandma used to wear too much of it.
It's not the same game, and I know that the Chiefs have done a masterful job of showing you like 12-second videos of everybody.
Rob Alvarino's knocking it out of the park.
They are. They are absolutely knocking it out of the park. But, oh, my gosh. Slow down.
It's funny.
Slow down the hype train. It's a rugby guy.
Yeah, from the 816. Speaking of coaching, how much longer do you guys think Coach Reed will coach? Is that real? I mean, he just signed a 6-year extension.
2029, at least. Through 2029 would be my guess.
The scrum.
Scrum, that's it. Thank you, scrum. Thank you. Rugby scrum.
From the 620, if they play Pittsburgh in their striped throwbacks, it'll probably screw this guy's brain up. It's true. Yeah, he'll be like, oh, my God, we're playing rugby again.
Yeah, yeah. So I love the hype that is the rookies. But I thought it was okay. I thought we were going to get through the whole rookie thing. And then yesterday I just saw the video reactions and I was like, oh my gosh, we're doing this. We're freaking out.
But also, why are you reacting to like a Xavier Worthy drop? I get it. The PTSD is real.
He made a drop.
It's real. Stop. You can't do that. You can't think because Kadarius Toney was such a mess up last year that anybody is going to be a mess up this year. Even Kadarius Toney, I'm willing to wipe the sleet claim.
That too.
I will wipe the sleet clean with him. I will wipe the slate clean with Kadarius Toney. Aren't you going to willing to see what he can do? Like, you give him a game. If he screws up like he did against Detroit, then he's done. Yeah, but I'm willing to give him another opportunity.
I'm wiping it clean with zero expectations.
None.
That's all.
None.
Not heaping anything on him.
Right. From the 913, at the end of the day, does it even matter till January? Nope.
I'm with you.
That's where I was all last year. Playoffs.
Especially what you saw last year when they just flipped the switch.
Yeah. Like, and that should tell you everything you need to know.
The worst thing that could happen is you saw a team flip a switch.
Right.
Because it can't always happen. Or can it? I guess we'll find out.
Well, that's interesting. Some people can, maybe. I don't know. That's an interesting way to put it.
I don't know how you count on it.
Yeah. As long as you win enough in the regular season to make it into the postseason, it doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter how you did it, you know, or how Howie did it or anything like that. You find a way to get out there.
I mean, I'll just applaud you right there. You circled all the way back.
I did, yeah.
We started with Howie do it.
Right.
And you circled back with how we did it.
Yeah.
If we didn't have 45 minutes left in the show, I'd tell you to take the rest of the day off, but let's hang out for another 45 minutes. Speaking of unfair expectations, if you're going to do this, you can't help but have the similar expectations. We'll tell you what next. Again, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. So we're talking a little unfair expectations, maybe in the last segment, or maybe fair. Can we wait to get to them or whatever? And then, like, suddenly out of nowhere,
life has new meaning to me.
Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan.
I mean, it's insane. I hate to say it, okay. But I'm like.
So he kind of shut down some of those comparisons. Like, I don't, you know, this is not where I'm at. This is where I'm at. And did you see him last night?
You can't do the shoulder shrug.
He hits
man.
The shot and then it does the Jordan shrug.
Right.
And you don't want to be compared to Jordan?
You can't and do the same moves.
He's got a little back down, step back baseline jumper. I'm like, oh, geez, this doesn't help. Like, because I saw, you know, this going around yesterday. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm. Old man Jordan apologist here, right? Don't ever compare anyone to Jordan.
Well, you're not wrong about that.
You know, And, you know,
it's like in years later, people will start saying, well, he's just like Patrick Mahomes. Like, no, stop.
I mean, can't we just say he's the next LeBron or whatever?
Can't we just say he's the next Anthony Edwards?
Well, that's fine, too. We're always looking for comps. And then, look, I get it. Now,
why can't we just compare people to just like randos that nobody knows? Now, like, that's the next Jack Sigma.
Now there's there's some of those in the NFL. We do laugh at them, though. They're like, oh, this guy's ceiling is Jared Goff. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Jared Goff's a nice quarterback. Yeah. But, you know, would you rather be compared to, you know, whatever else? No offense, Jared Goff. And I know that there's like some funny haha rumors out there going that, well, he looks like Jordan and maybe it's Jordan's kid.
Yeah.
Hilarious. That is the only reason that I would be willing to take on the is he Jordan comparison.
Right. Now, Jordan,
like if you legitimately found like, well, yeah, this was his kid, you know,
right.
He's actually a Jordan.
Right.
Ha ha. Then I'd be like, okay.
Like, isn't there a Kardashian that could be a Simpson or something?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
She's OJ's kid.
Right. Which one was that?
I think it was Chloe.
Chloe.
Allegedly.
We'll never know.
I mean,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Unless he revealed stuff, I don't know.
Do you think there's a tell-all letter on the way out?
I don't know.
Do you think he even knows that he did any of that stuff? Or knew?
Well, I'd like to
think... Like, is he so...
No, I'd like to think on the other side you get a video review. And you... Yeah.
Yeah. So, welcome to the gates. Hi, I'm St. Peter. Ain't no way you're getting
in. You'll find stuff out. So, I do find it funny, like, oh, is Anthony Edwards really MJ's kid? Ha, ha, ha. It's funny. But... Really?
On the other side, there's a video review. It's unbelievable. Could you imagine, though, going to heaven and St. Peter sits down with every person that shows up and goes through a video review of their life and said, do you think you deserve to be in?
Yeah.
Like, we've got you for killing a couple people and doing the, are you in? No.
Like, you're strutting in, think everything's fine, and they're like, please hold on a second, video review.
Right.
And they go over the monitor and they start doing the daily thing. And
back in 72, you did, you know. Thing,
whatever. But can we just say he's, I don't know, as talented as...
Can you challenge that?
I think so. But then you get, like, burned if you don't. And you get a couple...
Straight to hell! And off with your head!
A couple flames if you fail in your challenges.
You don't get to use it again.
No, I think when you think your Georgia challenge is up, it's probably done. Probably done. I don't think there's an appeals court. I feel like, Hank, we see, like, he's... LeBron or someone even like more current kind of grouping and maybe start there before we go all the way to Jordan with this.
look,
with this.
When
and
you
I know,
see the shoulder shrug and you see the
I know,
shot.
I know. Yeah, that's why I'm watching last night's game. I'm like, this is not helping my case. Because you don't want to be compared to Jordan. You just did two of his moves.
Right. How many people are doing other guys' moves, though? I mean, Jordan hasn't played in 30 years, and guys are still out here doing his moves. I mean, and that's why the comparison to a player like Michael Jordan is just wrong, because Michael Jordan brings people to the TV, brought people to the TV, right? When he was playing, you went and watched Michael Jordan. How many people are going to the TV to watch Anthony Edwards?
Not yet.
And that's not yet. It's not a shot at him. I'm just putting it into perspective.
Not yet. Maybe
right?
not ever. Timberwolves basketball ain't exactly a go-to.
It's not. Not right now. Not right now. They beat the Nuggets. They get to the Western Conference Finals. All right. Maybe people are talking a little bit different now. But Jordan transcended the sport, Josh. Anthony Edwards doesn't transcend the sport. Probably never will transcend the sport. Not many athletes in sport transcend their sport, right?
Mm-mm.
You've got Jordan, you've got Tiger, Mahomes maybe, Kelsey has. There's not a lot of athletes out there that transcend the sport where if you're not a diehard sports fan, you know who that person is. And I would imagine, and I know the text line may react to this one, there are more people in the United States that aren't NFL fans that know who Travis Kelsey is than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think there's much to argue about.
Currently,
that,
yes.
Right?
That's true. It transcends more than just the football crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And more people know probably who Travis Kelce is than maybe any other NFL player.
Right now, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Those are the type of guys we're talking about. That was Michael Jordan.
That was Tom Brady.
Those guys transcended the sport. Anthony Edwards isn't doing that right now. And to put that kind of pressure on him, oh, my God, you're Jordan. It's like, oh, my God. Like, I just hate it for that athlete, because no matter what you do, you're never going to be able to live
but
up to Michael Jordan.
But if he does the tongue wag and takes off from the free throw line, there's going to
be. Yeah, right.
He's not going to help this argument.
Right.
Quell this argument.
Right.
Although, if you're him, I'm like, yeah, I'll start doing Jordan stuff. That'd be awesome to be compared with him.
So correct.
I think you feed on. But he started off, you know, kind of shutting down the rumors,
right,
or the comparisons. Like, it's not, and we're not then, doing this and whatever. And then
and
he
then
did two things
later,
last night. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, minutes later, you go out there and do that.
Yeah.
And the other thing about Michael Jordan, too, I don't know if you saw this story. Like, Michael Jordan is competitive at everything he does at life, right? Everything he does. Michael Jordan went out and won a fishing tournament this weekend. Did you know that? Michael Jordan went out on his boat, catch 23, and his crew won the shootout 24 in Abaco, the Bahamas, after catching 4 blue marlin, 5 white marlin, and a sailfish to dominate the competition. Mm. Mm. There were 58 teams in the shootout. One of the biggest bill fishing tournaments in the world. 350 anglers, 197 billfish caught, and Michael Jordan won the thing. That guy will crush you to beat you in anything. Now he's going out there and dominating fishing tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the type of person he is.
John Paxton and B.J. Armstrong were on that team until he mother bleeped him off the boat.
Right.
And then went out and won the thing. On the thing on his own. Yeah, he's competitive as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Anthony Edwards in Top Gun.
It's great.
I'm
Top
with you.
Gun, yeah.
He was Goose. You're right.
Yep.
Till that. He should be the second Anthony Edwards.
Right.
You're right. Good job by you. Good job by you. IMDb it. So Jordan is all competitive and now has won fishing tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guy kicks your ass in golf.
Yeah.
He wants to beat your ass in cards, domino. It doesn't matter. That's why he's the greatest of all time. Because no matter what he does, he looks at it as a competition, and how can he beat you?
Mm. For some reason, there's a new Superman movie coming out, because I guess, you know,
we needed it.
There's no such thing as a new idea.
Well, why create a new idea when you got an old one?
So this is coming out in like July, right?
7/11/25.
Hmm. Is that like Slurpee? Is Slurpee on big sponsor of this?
It's 14 months from now.
Slurpee, but 7/11, they're going to Slurpee
it?
Oh, 25. It's not even this summer.
Yeah, 25.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that far away.
Yeah. 7/11/25.
Well, I mean, it takes a while to build hype in these movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Straight to Netflix?
I hope so. I love when movies go straight to streaming.
I do too.
Now.
It's great.
Can't help it. Like, they see the movie come out and they're like, only in theaters. Like, oh.
2 weeks it'll be on streaming.
Sorry, theaters.
You saw that Oppenheimer or whatever it was?
Ugh. Yes.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah, you can watch it too if you want.
I'm not interested.
3 hours of roast way better than 3 hours of Oppenheimer. Like, not even close.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Not even close. I didn't really need 3 hours of roast.
I can't believe you had 3 hours to watch that thing.
What's that?
The roast.
Well, it was like, I don't know. I was like home yesterday afternoon. I kept it on, and I haven't gotten to. I think Brady's next, but I don't.
Oh, you're not finished yet.
I'm not finished yet. Okay. I'm not finished yet. That thing was long. I'm like, okay, you could have, like any Netflix show, you could have finished it in like an hour.
Right. Of course.
You know, I don't need 4 45-minute episodes. You could have just done like two.
Right.
Called it good.
Been done with it.
They Netflixed it a little bit.
It was live. Give people their money's worth.
Make you stay longer and all those things.
Can't believe I had to pay $6 to watch that.
Also in the Nerds movies.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge of the Nerds. He was really great. And ER.
Right.
So go ahead until you do those things. Timberwolf, come back and talk to me. But anyway.
Oppenheimer is like a Bronco game. A lot of orange flashes and a major bomb.
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
It's pretty good.
From the thanks coach department. Netflix doesn't own the rights to DC movies.
Why didn't you give me the heads up on that one?
Let's do the rewind. You ready?
Is this?
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Ready, Josh?
I believe I do. I believe.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, from
the 816. Uh-huh. Netflix doesn't own the rights to DC movies.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There'll be no follow-ups.
No, well, there actually is from Fruits, our resident nerd. He texted and
says,
he is
our comic nerd. Yep. Yes, he Fruits, says, go ahead.
The new Superman movie is to reboot the DC movie universe. They got James Gunn, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy, to come in and reboot all of the DC movies. So it's a fresh start, and hopefully they'll be very good.
Thanks, nerd.
Love Fruits.
Nerd.
Your resident nerd.
Yeah, yeah. If you could have one superpower, though, what would you want? 913-586-7610.
Took too much time to debate this with myself yesterday.
I had to make sure this was actually a superpower in the Marvel or DC universe.
I spent time researching the superpowers.
I did too, because I know that I have wanted it forever and ever, and I was hoping that it actually did exist, at least in that world.
Right.
So what are you going with?
All right. So I thought about this, again, way too much. I'm either going with longevity or flight. And the reason I say longevity is because I've told you, as the older I've got,
where?
My kid in life, Josh.
Oh, okay.
In
okay.
life.
Oh, you want to? Okay. I thought.
Yes. No.
I was saying,
no.
Harlan Men's Health. I
right.
thought we'd just
nope.
knock that one out if that's where you're.
Nope. I'm good.
That's
Thank
what
you.
That's nope. what you're looking for.
Coach, we appreciate the time.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For joining us.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, living longer.
Yeah, living
okay,
longer. Because
gotcha.
I told
well,
you,
can do that too.
The older I'm getting,
check them out.
The more
Harlan Men's Health.
The more I'm getting a little nervous about not being around. Like, my biggest fear is not being there for my kids' wedding days, right? So I want to make sure if they get married, I don't know people don't get married much anymore, but so I want to be there for that. I want to be there to, I just want to be there to basically haunt my wife. And then finally, flight, because who enjoys the airport experience? No matter how good the airport experience is never any good, and the airlines all suck. So just give me the ability to fly wherever I want to go.
Right. Well, I'll take it one step further. It's in the same vein because it is about travel, but it's what I've advocated for. I wish I had it every Sunday going to Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
It would take a lot of anxiety away from me. It's teleportation. And if I could just go from A to B and just have it happen. Apparently, a few of the Marvel comic characters have teleportation powers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that counts as a superpower.
Right.
I'm glad it's there at least somewhere, because I think I would pay a whole bunch of money just to be teleported places.
Right.
Like, get me across town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm across town.
Right.
Get me to Arrowhead. Get me out of Arrowhead.
See, okay. When you say it like, get me to Arrowhead and get me out of Arrowhead, 100% want that
yes.
one. 100%,
that's where teleportation has started.
That's where teleportation
has started.
But I started doing too much research on teleportation.
I can have other uses, but it's really to alleviate the stress of getting in and out of there, because
right.
it just no, stresses me out.
You're good with that. But I do like the teleportation. But again, I told you I was doing too much research on all these superpowers yesterday to see which one would fit me best. And I just like teleportation. They kept talking about like objects and things. I'm like, man, I don't really want that. I'd rather fly. I like flying. I like being in the air. I like looking down. I like flying. It's nice.
I mean,
I just don't want to deal with the airports and the plane and the airlines.
Wonder Woman's invisible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Plane always look great,
man.
So I'm fine with that too.
I don't want to be invisible. That would just make you a creeper.
But the plane was invisible.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know really why.
Well, because it's a superhero movie. Yeah.
But why?
Yeah.
You could have just gotten a plane. It didn't have to be invisible.
True.
I don't think anybody was like had anti. I don't know. I don't want the comic book nerds getting after me here because there's probably a reason.
Yeah.
But you know why the plane had to be invisible? It's not like somebody was like trying to take it out of the sky or anything.
Right.
We saw her sitting in it. Just go. I don't get that. I'd have a time machine that only moves forward in real time for the 785.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Somebody says Nightcrawler. Yeah, Nightcrawler was one of the ones that had the teleportation power as well. Healing would suck because you got to live forever, and damn, I don't want to, from the 816. Wow.
Mm.
A laser vision. So that way I could at least have vision since I'm going blind. That from the 316. Okay. Making food appear at any time. Is that a superpower?
Yes, I didn't realize that was a yes.
Making food appear, not disappear, appear from the 816. Hmm.
Somebody also said they wanted to have elite urgency.
I want the superpower of elite fourth down conversion rates.
Yeah.
That from Matt Rhule.
I don't have my computer's not on. So I have the cut up, but my computer's not on.
Matt Rhule was actually at the Speedway this weekend.
Elite football.
So I know he's been around, so he probably is tuned into the show. So that's good. That's good.
It's fourth and goal every single day in our building. That's the mindset. It's fourth and goal every day. Like, you know, I go away to see my family at the beach, and everyone's like, I know you're on vacation. I'm not on vacation. I'm working from the beach. Like, this is 24/7, 365. Like we're chasing greatness. I mean, we there's no – everyone here is sprinting to stay ahead of us. We got to catch them and then get where we want to be. So – the urgency is elite.
Elite.
So elite urgency. Yeah. I don't know if that's superpower. You continue to weigh in at 913-586-7610.
Was Anthony Edwards in ER too? I got a text on that.
Yes, he was. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Same guy.
Same guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. He was Goose and in ER. Spanned a heck of a career for one Anthony Edwards. You continue to weigh in on your desired superpower. Super speed like the Flash or Quicksilver would be cool, too. You could run really fast. That'd be all right, too.
And your favorite Anthony Edwards moment, too. I was looking at his IMDb page. I didn't realize he was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
yeah,
too. He played Bud the Stoner.
He was in the Stoner van with Spicoli.
Yeah. What a great movie that people need to know more about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good
question from the 620. Will Matt Rhule take a day off this year since it's 366 days long? That's a good question.
Someone pointed out some flaws in my teleportation. They said Nightcrawler, who has the teleportation power from the 913, he can teleport, but he has to know where he is going.
See, but that's not a flaw. You if you're getting in a teleportation machine, you're not doing it blindly.
I would like to think that I could put an arrowhead and it just drops me an arrowhead.
Right.
But if it doesn't, if it just
drops you somewhere, I'm not interested
yeah,
in
I'm
that.
Not interested. Yeah, I think we need to get the technology better before I'm jumping in.
Right. And that was my biggest holdup with like having the superpower of teleportation. Are we technically sound to make this work the way I need it to work?
Yeah.
Because if it's half-assed teleportation, I'll walk.
I'll just take the fast speed then.
Yeah.
To be able to. Ability to fly myself.
Right.
Just take the time.
Again,
to do
I told you I did too much research on superpowers.
Right.
And having teleportation sounds good, but I don't think we're ready for it.
Super healing would be awesome. My knees aren't getting any younger from the 816.
You need to go see QC Kinetics and get that taken care
of. We'll help you out.
We got all the answers.
From the 913, I'm a simple man. My superpower would be to never have my wife mad at me.
Yeah, I don't think we can figure that out.
How that
goes.
Let us know how that goes.
Henny Youngman once said, hey, take my wife.
Whatever power makes me never have to do laundry again, give me that one from the 785.
I don't mind doing laundry. You know what I hate about the laundry, though, is putting it away after it's done.
I don't mind that because I don't fold. I just
see. I recently stopped folding my underwear.
And throw. Yeah. So there's hangers and everything else is thrown in a bin.
Okay,
not all the same bin, the separate bins. But
right.
I just, you know,
yeah,
I need to fold socks or underwear or most t-shirts. I just throw them in a.
You just throw them in a bin. See, I fold my socks up.
I have hangable t-shirts and then other t-shirts where you just, you know,
yeah,
don't
no,
have
no,
to hang
you're
them.
Right. Yeah. But see, the problem is I use a dryer rack because I don't want to get those bumps from the hanger.
Sure,
so that adds another step to it.
And I get it.
It's a mess.
It's such problems we have here.
Yeah.
I'd like the power over electronics so I can watch the Royals from the 816. That's not a superpower. It's a very attainable power.
Yeah, it is. It's the app.
Come
just
on.
Get the app.
It's a very attainable power. There's deals, all kinds. Bob's been sending people out the deal. It's going on, right? Did you send out a Bally's deal via text?
I don't know.
I thought you responded to somebody the other day. They got
I think Nathan did. I think Nathan did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got all kinds of deals going on right now. Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Growing hair at will would be a good move from the 913.
No, hang on a second. I'm going to disagree with you because I can grow hair at will. Not anywhere where I want it to grow.
That's true. Be careful what you wish for. Because you probably get all that other hair, too.
Oh, God. Back hair, neck hair, nose hair, ear hair.
In Deadpool 2, the character Domino's power is she's lucky. Like, everything works out for her. It's pretty solid from the 816. That wouldn't be bad either. And finally, because I'm wrapping this up now, from the 206, I want the power to deliver like the mailman, John Stockton. And scene. You can take the rest of the day off. Those are your prizes here on 610 Sports Radio.
Ben Maller always says a lifetime supply of nothing.
That's really good. The Let's Play Sports Equipment Drive is on, presented by Pinnacle Bank. Everything benefits the Urban Youth Academy. They're looking for new or gently used softball and baseball equipment, but any sports gear is appreciated. Drop-off locations are at participating Gates Barbecue locations. You can see the locations at 610sports.com. Monetary donations, you can be made as well at 610sports.com by going to the front page. It's the Let's Play Sports Equipment Drive presented by Pinnacle Bank. All the details at 610sports.com.
Somebody said they wanted to have the superpower with the ability to turn all lawnmowers off from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. And I responded back, people mowing after 10 p.m.? What kind of clowns are doing that?
You know how I feel about that. That really sucks. 10 p.m.?
What the hell are you doing? The worst is the 5 o'clock on a Sunday guy. That guy can eat it. It's 5 o'clock on a Sunday. That should be done.
5 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah. I do like this from the 816 too. If you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any container.
Is that a superpower? It's really good. I've told you though, I hear lawnmowers all the time.
Yeah. That's a superpower.
I don't know what it is, and I hear them between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. I hear what appears to be, and I'm the only one that can hear it, a ghost mower. I'm convinced there's a ghost mower in our neighborhood. Like it's not real, but the noise is there, and I'm the only one that can hear it. Because I will be like, don't you hear that? And there's like a little, and it sounds to be like a lawnmower. And it's like in the middle of the night, it'll wake me up, and I'm like, oh my gosh. and it drives me insane.
Did you have an old man growing up to you that died and doesn't got hit by a lawnmower? I don't know.
That's all I can think of. Like, I don't want to mess with it because I'm like, is there a ghost? Is there a ghost of someone that's passed in the neighborhood that used to mow all the time? And I just hear
now. Have you heard it before you lived in this house?
No.
So this is house specific.
Correct. And so I'm listening. I'm like, is it somebody's air conditioning? Is it our air conditioning? Is it some other noise in the house? I can't figure it out. But my wife doesn't really hear it. A couple times she's like, yeah, I think I hear it, but I don't think she does. I don't think she does. And I hear what sounds to be a lawnmower.
Right.
It could be that I've worn headphones really loud for 30 years.
Could be.
Might be part of it.
Could be.
Absolutely could
bit.
Be part of it. But I swear I hear appears to be it's the sound of a lawnmower.
Okay.
Not like a piercing, like, it sounds legitimately like a lawnmower.
Do you have the thanks coach ready?
I mean, I can. Do we need it?
I think so.
Matt Rhule pulled up for just give me just a second. Not that Matt Rhule has Matt Rhule not in our Thanks right. Coach Open because I think Matt Rhule needs to get in our Thanks Coach Open.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a goddamn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Multiple texts coming in saying that's called tinnitus in the ear. You better get that checked out.
Oh, boy.
And then another one says, Josh, read about the hum. And so,
thanks, Coach. There's
a lot you could read about the hum, okay? So people have texted in about the hum as well that you need to check that out. So maybe you do have a serious issue.
Yeah, I hear lawnmowers. I swear it's a lawnmower. And I've just chalked it up to there's a ghost mower.
Well, I'm going to give you that because you said something yesterday that kind of stuck with me.
Oh,
you said you hadn't mowed your lawn in a while.
Right.
And so you mowed it twice.
I double mowed the other day.
Double mowed,
put the
right?
wheels up super high so, to get through the giant lawn. Yeah.
I'm guessing what it is that somebody that used to live in that house really took care of the lawn before you got there. They're dead. They're haunting you because
they're alive.
But maybe before them.
Oh, okay.
There's somebody. I don't know how many generations of.
I think we're the second owners.
You are. Well,
yeah. I know the first owners are still with us, and they took care of the lawn. Fabulously.
They did, but maybe one of them is
totally,
dead, or they
totally
know somebody that died. Okay.
Or their
just go with the story.
That mowed their lawn is
dead,
now
maybe.
Okay.
And they know that you're not taking care of it the way you should, maybe. So they're haunting you. That's
maybe.
What it is.
Maybe it's not. It's not a haunting. It's just feels like someone's out mowing, and I shouldn't mess with them.
From the 816, yes, my neighbor Norman mows his yard Monday at 10 p.m., Tuesday at 10 a.m. in case he missed the clippings. Repeats it on Friday and Saturday. He's a Richard.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Norman.
Yeah.
How are you seeing at 10 o'clock at night? Are you driving around with the headlights on?
Someone asked if it's a sump pump. No, I don't think so. It's like a constant almost.
Mm.
This is an M. Night Shyamalan movie that didn't make the cut from the 785.
The one right
before, ghost mower
from the 816. I hear lawnmowers all the time. They don't know they're mowing.
I know. I think I'm haunted.
Take care of your lawn, Josh, and you wouldn't have
or ears. Yeah, or go to the ear doctor.
I am more convinced it's somebody haunting you because you're not doing the proper lawn maintenance that you should be doing in Johnson County.
Yeah, could
Did
be.
You have the mad dash in your neighborhood yesterday
oh,
to mow?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
God.
Yeah.
My wife was leading the charge on this one. Got to get the lawn
mowed. No, I saw neighbors flying out yesterday afternoon.
It's supposed to be sunny for the next 10 days. We don't need to get the lawn mowed.
Beat the rain of last night, though, they did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Why? Why did I need to beat the rain from last night? It's been raining for a month. Oh. I've got 10 days of dryness coming up. So my wife gets out there at like 4:45 with no shoes on and is cutting the grass. And I said, don't you have to take Delaney to tennis? She says, yeah. I said, what time? She says, 5 o'clock. I says, it's 4:57. You have no shoes on. Stops halfway through the lawn. Guess who has to finish?
Mm.
That was a ploy to get me to mow.
I don't like the fact that I might have tinnitus.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I've heard of it. But I know my grandmother couldn't hear. But I still think it was selective.
Yeah, I think I can hear fine. I just hear. I don't listen, but I can hear fine. And that's definitely a lawnmower.
From the 816, what if you have microscopic creatures who are mowing the hairs inside of your
ears? Oh, my goodness. That's terrifying.
I like that. That's a good one.
That's terrifying.
It reminds me of Family Guy with the ear hairs talking.
That's terrifying.
Oh,
from that loud sound system you had put in your Jeep a few years ago.
Yeah,
could be the case too. Son's driving that one now, so it's he's got the ear problems.
How's he doing with that?
How's he doing with what? The loud sound system?
Yeah,
I haven't. It doesn't rumble down the street anymore. We know he's been pretty good with that.
All right.
Oh my gosh, what was his name that he called out? Norman.
Norman.
He's like, he's got a clip-on light on his hat.
Oh my God, Norman's a loser.
He goes out most with a headlight
on. What are you doing, Norman?
You're a Richard.
You
Norman.
Really are Richard.
That's not cool at all. Wait till regular hours and Mo. Good grief.
Hey, Norman, kick rocks, man.
That's when you turn on your sprinkler. Or get one of the ones that goes over.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And put it right by the property line and have it spray water when he's mowing at 10 o'clock at night.
From the 816, your hearing will be normal, but it's a buzz in your ear and it won't go away for a week or so. Loud music and allergies can cause it.
Oh, geez.
And Josh has been dealing with allergies a lot lately.
Both of those things. But it's only specific times at night. It's when I'm trying to sleep. Somebody launches that mower. I'm telling you, it's ghost mower.
You need to take a sleeping pill.
If you missed any of the show today, you can check it out as always, 610sports.com with the Odyssey app.
We're done.
This is Trent McDuffie. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.